Big Sloth.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to this week's edition of Potato
Salad
Marma
Laid.
On this week's episode, we've got some fun stuff that Carter and I wanted to talk about, but the first was that Daddy had a steak for the first time in 17 years today. We can talk all about that, but I think...
And I tried it for the first time, too.
It's pretty great, but we'll talk more about other things that came up today. On this week's show, we're going to talk Superstore. If you had a chance to build your own Superstore, what would be in it? What things would you sell, and where would it be? Also, what's the place that you visited before, Carter? And where would you like to go back to? Huh? Hold that thought. We'll talk about it later. And also, what's your greatest hidden talent? What do you think makes you unique or unusual? All on this week's episode of Potato
Salad
Marma
Laid. Kick it.
And we're back! Hey, Carter.
Yeah?
Cha-cha!
What?
Cha-cha!
What?
I'm doing it again because I hope you still hate it, but I know
you... Cha-cha!
Oh, you must not because you did it to me.
Pranked ya.
Well, I guess you did, didn't you?
Yep.
What did we do today that you thought was unusual? It was something you'd never done and we knew that I hadn't done in nearly two decades.
Had steak?
You had a steak. And I thought that was pretty cool. And you weren't expecting to have one. You started out the whole meal thinking you were just going to eat some little mini sliders. But what did you, I looked at you and I said, hey.
What?
Bubba.
What?
I'm going to cut you off some of this here steak so that you can enjoy what I'm enjoying. And what did you say?
I love it.
I love it too. I think it was, I think getting steak today was probably the smartest thing that I did.
And where we got it was from Texas Roadhouse.
Yes, Texas Roadhouse, this week's unofficial sponsor.
But we can recommend it to you.
Yes, we can recommend it to you, but that would be us giving away free advertising on a show.
When we're not supposed to be doing it.
Well, who says we're not supposed to? It's my show, your show, it's our show.
And also our proud sponsor, Marmaloo.
Yes, when we were in the restaurant, we saw a large vat of Marmaloo. Marmaloo for every time you want a Charmaloo. Marmaloo.
Or to do a marmalade loo.
Yes, anytime you've got to go to the loo, look for Marmaloo. You know what they give us every week, Carter?
What?
You would know. T-shirts. T-shirts and sweatshirts, and I wear them around the town. And I go, hello, everyone. I'm Sean from Potato Salad Marmalade. I would like so much for you to try this new invention. It's called Marmaloo. Oh, man. It's so great. I'm glad you came here to the town square for us to all talk about Marmaloo and how delicious it is. And yet you can also use it to make a bathroom that people can't see in. Marmaloo.
Wait, maybe we can actually make marmalade.
I gotta be honest with you, we're having a hard enough time getting people to subscribe to our Patreon, which we'll be talking about later on in the show. Carter?
Yeah?
Don't sound sad. You know it's only a matter of time before 1 million people will subscribe to our Patreon and we will have a Ferrari. And you know what you're going to do with that Ferrari?
I'm going to drive it to destiny.
Drive it to destiny? I knew a girl named Destiny.
No, my gosh, I'm not joking.
I'm not either. I know a girl named Destiny, and this is a good segue into our first segment of the day. Carter, Destiny worked with me at a record store, and our first segment today is about Superstore. If you were going to design the store of your dreams that you were going to run and own, what kind of store would it be? What would it have in it? And where would you locate it? So first, I want you to think very carefully of all the things that you're passionate about, all the things that you care about, all the things that you like, all the sorts of things that you could sell. What kind of store would you have, Carter?
A robot store.
Interesting. Robot store. Explain a little bit more.
Why I'm going to do a robot store is because I've always wanted this one robot chip. I would offer it to you even though I don't have it. And I've always wanted one, except that Wowie closed down chip and is starting it up back this year, which I'm really disappointed.
So we have to, just for clarity's sake, you have to explain what Chip is to people that may not know who Chip is. Wowie is the company that made Chip. What was Chip?
Chip was a robot dog made by Wowie. Wowie made Mip, which I have.
Which is a robot that has a gyroscopic wheel on the bottom.
Yes, it only has two wheels.
Yep. And he is very fun, and you can do cool things with him. He's like a butler.
But he has no butt.
Butlers have butts.
Yeah, but usually he's not a butler.
Okay. You know what? It's your thing, man. You roll with it. All right, carry on. So keep talking about your robot store.
I will make it so I can buy... buy Chip and a bunch of other robots, and all kids can. And it'll be like Five Below, which is nearby. It's a great store.
Five Below is a store that's like $5 and under. They do have items that are more, but the general idea is it's like a super fancy, fun $5 store.
And I will name it 20 Hutchins.
The name it 20 Hutchins.
And it will also sell the mugs that we had on 20 Hutchins. Real thing, my dad used to have a store that me and my dad would run called 20 Hutchins.
Yes, so
named after a road he used to be living in.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a lot of explanations. So I will throw some clarity here. At the very beginning of the pandemic, I decided that I wanted to have a case study for my marketing business on e-commerce. So I started a e-commerce business that sold mugs, and I Googled really rad skull mug. And what came up was this mug with two horns on the side, and it was a skull. And I said, I'm going to sell that. And I proceeded to sell a lot of them. And then Carter and I took a challenge where I told him I'd give him $50 if he sold $500 worth of a Lego brick building mug. And we did. So we just kept selling more and more and more. And then eventually things got bad with shipping and, you know, we had to close it up. But 20 Hutchins is named after my original street address in my hometown.
Why don't we try and use a different shipping place and then reopen it?
Because I don't want to do that again.
Really?
It was a lot of stress.
We could just change every year.
No, it was just a lot of stress. Really, to be honest with you.
FedEx, Amazon, UPS.
Oh, okay. It wasn't, no, Carter, it wasn't the shipper alone that was the problem. It was where I was shipping them from. So, at the very beginning.
So, don't
hold on,
ship them
hold on.
From that state.
No, the mugs at first cost $8. At the very end, they were costing $18. So, I was losing $10 of profit per mug, meaning how much money I was making. And when you're selling 300 mugs a week, that's a lot of money. 300 times 10 is 3,000. Yeah, so that's a lot of money per week. So I just was like, I don't want this headache anymore. It's not worth it, the amount of work I have to do to lose that kind of money every week.
Yeah, but just change where it's shipping from every month, so it never does what it did.
We can talk about it later. It's neither here nor there. It's not a big deal. It's not a problem. It's just. But I appreciate you thinking on me. So let's go back to this. You're making a robot store. I have just the person for the store. Let me pull him out. I found him. Listen, I was at the grocery store the other day, and he was
next. Did you see next nice guy?
Coincidentally, he was next to the ticket taker machine. Let me just wheel him. Hi, I'm nice guy Carter. It's good to see you again.
Hello.
How have you been since the last time you got olive loaf?
Good.
Olive loaf should be one of the main foods in your diet. What do you think should also be in your diet, Carter Flynn?
To be honest, I don't know.
Wheat? Like, just generally like a handful of wheat? Oh, Dad Bod. Why does everyone call me Dad Bod? Is it the Jumping Jack thing? It's the Jumping Jack thing. You couldn't do the Jumping Jack, so you're Dad Bod. Carter?
Yeah, you need to actually redo it again want them to stop
doing it. I can't redo it. I'm just going to fail. I didn't even make it to 50. I was so tired at like 35. I mean, if I made it to 50, what would I get? I'd get
the rest of my $100 bill.
No, that's terrible. We're not making bets over your money because you're already proven to be a poor bet.
Okay.
How about this? I get the respect of knowing I could do it.
Okay,
well, I'm not doing it. All right, let's go back to Superstore. All right, let's talk about this store. I think it's a great idea to sell robots, and as a robot myself, I think it's important to have squeaky grease to make sure we're all nice and lubricated.
Wait, did you say you're a robot?
I'm an android.
What?
Yeah.
Did you hear that, Dad?
I think he's pretty much an android because there are very few people that would let me walk them into the house and stuff them in the closet in my office and leave them there for like 12 hours. He's been there 12 hours. What? I've been here 13 hours and 15 minutes. So, yeah, he's been here 13 hours and 15 minutes. I'm nice guy. All right, so listen, let's ask him some questions. Go ahead, Carter, because you're starting this store about robots. Ask him if he has any opinions on robot sales. I don't know. It's your chance to interview him.
What do you think? Well, I did say they would be like $1 to $5.
You could make them, make it like five below. There could be five robo.
There would be no section of over $5.
Right! I could adhere to that pricing model. It would not be a problem at all. I'm nice guy.
You don't have to say I'm nice guy.
But I want you to know who I am because I'm nice guy.
Just saying it makes me annoyed.
I'm sorry, Carter, but I can't fight my programming. I'm an android and I'm nice guy. I tried, Carter. All right, ask him some questions. All right, I got a question. Let me try first. Nice guy. Let's call him NGG. NGG. What do you eat? What do you eat for meals?
Basically, information, I'm guessing.
No! For food, I eat bolts and screws!
Okay, be like ADHD from Dogman.
Who's ADHD? I don't know. Dogman.
ADHD is a robot that eats nuts and bolts.
In the book series Dogman. Remember, you got to clarify. Yeah. So the audience knows, in the event they don't know Dogman, they may in fact know.
It's a pretty funny book. You guys should try buying it and checking it out.
It's worth checking it out. I read like a whole three
Lord
pages.
Of the fr- In Dogman, Lord of the Flies, you'll find out that again.
Oh, what do we find out again? Nope, don't ruin it. Don't you dare ruin it. All right. So, Carter, next question's yours.
Are you wireless or are you wired?
Ah! You mean to tell me you've never noticed that I've got a cord down my leg? I'm plugged in. I'm analog, homie.
Oh.
I'm nice guy guy. All right. Next question. What's your favorite color? Cyan.
Oh, that's a pretty minty color.
It's pretty beautiful. It's very minty. All right, Carter, your question.
I'm running.
Hey, Carter.
Yeah?
I've got an idea.
What?
Why don't you tell me where you would like to build this store so I can contact all of my robot friends and we can start to put out feelers.
Feelers?
For real estate deals to help you out. I know that you've got a piggy bank full of like $7 million.
I guess you could say that.
I did say that. I'm nice guy guy.
Okay, I get it.
Well, where is it going to be?
Right next to my house, so I wouldn't have to like drive there. I just walk next to my house and just get in the store.
Why not just buy a car?
I will have a car.
You won't need it if you just need to walk next door to your house to go to work. You won't need a car at all. You could save hundreds of thousands of dollars on cars over your lifetime.
No, I would need cars to actually drive around to get food.
You could use Uber Eats. You could use Uber Eats, Carter.
No, I mean like
DoorDash, Grubhub. There's other ones. You could just call direct, get the delivery. You could get the delivery direct.
Yeah, but there may be not be any COVID.
Yeah, so those things may still be there, though.
Yeah, but who knows?
All right. I don't know. All right.
I'd just rather use a car.
So tell me the types of robots you're going to have in the store.
Sure. I'll have Wowie's toy line. I'll have a bunch of toy lines. I don't know that much of toy lines. I'll have robot.
You have drones?
Drones?
Because those are drones. Technically some kind of robot. RC cars.
I'll have iRobot Roomba.
Yeah, Roomba. Yeah.
My house is going to be filled with robots.
Oh, great. Your mom's going to love that. I think she's scared of robots.
Love that?
I think she's scared of robots. I was being facetious. Sarcastic. So, Carter, how much money do you want me to give you every day? I know normally humans like to be paid for working, but I will be so privileged to work for you, I'll give you money.
Okay.
I'm nice guy guy.
Okay.
Carter, I'm unfamiliar with this whole him giving you money thing. I'm going to be honest. This is a little new.
I'm happy with it.
Well, of course you are, because you're making more money.
I get twice the money.
Yeah, but you got to take care of your employees. So you should ask him what he can get instead of money, what would make him happy. And then, bargain with him so that he walks away feeling like he got a good deal. Okay, go ahead, do that.
Why didn't you say it?
It's your store. Go ahead, go.
Nice guy guy.
Yes!
What would you like in return if you do this?
If I give you money?
Yeah.
I would just like... I have not thought of this. Give me 1 second to compute.
Okay.
I have an idea. I'd like 2 days off per week.
Okay.
Consecutive. I would also like 1 hour off every shift. It's consecutive. I also would like all the peanuts I can chew on.
Okay.
Well, Do we have a deal?
Yeah. And now I'll choose a profit. Now that you say it, I'll need a lot of money.
I think you're going to make so much money with this idea. What's the name of the store?
20 Hutchins.
I'm so excited to work for you, Mr. Carter. This is the best day of my life, and I can't wait to make money for you and 20 Hutchins.
Okay.
Let us shake hands.
Okay.
Well, that's a powerful grip. Carter, you're... Oh, Carter, you're nearly crushing my mechanical hand. Ha, 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 ha. All right, I'm going to go now, Smith family. I will see you later. I have a racquetball lesson with S-Hawn.
Wait, S-Hawn S. Smith?
Yes! I met him at the squash court not that long ago, and now we play twice a week. Nice guy. Guy loves racquetball.
Oh, okay. You go do your thing.
Adios. All right, bye, nice guy guy. Carter, say bye.
Bye.
Good kid, that. And, oh, man, that's crazy. So 20 Hutchins it is. Well, I think we got out of that segment unscathed. I didn't expect us to be able to talk so much about your robots, but that sounds fun. So we got a commercial break coming up right here. But we'll be back on the other side here on Potato.
Salad.
Marma.
Laid.
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 How many times has this happened to you?
I just want to listen to a podcast. I can't choose from all these complicated structures and setups.
You want to listen, not think. That's why there's Hobo Radio. You'll feel like the smartest guy in the room in a room by yourself.
This doesn't take any intellectual thinking at all. Thanks, Hobo Radio.
Hobo Radio, a weekly podcast on the Peak Sloth Podcast Network.
And we're back. Thanks for coming back with us here on Potato
Salad
Marmalade. Carter, I got a question.
What?
You've been to a lot of places before. You're from a place that's not here in Maryland. You're from Miami. But I wanted to talk to you a little bit about something different.
What?
You visited some places in your lifetime. It's short. You've been to a few. What is one place you visited that you'd like to go back to?
Universal.
So you want to go back to Orlando?
Yeah.
Do you remember the last time you were in Universal?
What?
No, I'm asking if you remember the last time you were there.
No.
Oh.
Probably when I was... Two?
I think you were three. It was right before we left. Right before I moved. Because I got that photo of you with the minion.
Oh, yeah, that sounds serious. I forgot.
Yeah, I think that's what that's from. I think that's what that's from. So Universal is your answer? Where else? Where else would you like to go?
I would actually like to go to Miami again.
You miss your hometown?
Yeah, I'd like to see everybody I remember there.
Who do you remember?
None, actually.
No, but you want to see everyone again. That'd be fun. Maybe you could get your old classmates from your preschool together.
But who knows if they moved?
That's a good point. Who knows if they even remember you? But guess what?
What?
It would still be fun to round them up. Maybe it'd be a cool little party of the, hey, remember me party? And then be like, oh my gosh. And the parents would be like, they would remember me, Carter. They remember this.
Wait, there.
Peli Rojo.
What?
Redhead. They'd remember that, for sure. Because you didn't have glasses then. Glasses would be something they would remember, but my red hair, they'd definitely remember.
And they and if they remembered, they'd call me Carter again.
Yeah, they'd be like, Carter! Where,
S-Hawn, S-Smith didn't go there.
Oh, no, that wasn't that.
Although, where is S-Hawn? Oh, hey, S-Hawn.
Oh,
You don't understand? Every time you say my name, I hear you. And I come to say hello. Hello.
With your magic ladder.
Ah, don't talk about it. Remember, you weren't supposed to tell your dad. Shh. Anyway, I was just having a sandwich and I figured...
Hey, I heard my voice. Let me fly upstairs quickly, unexplained, magically.
So I'm going to go back downstairs to the Wii, and I'm going to play some Wii bowling with Jocelyn.
You guys have a good day.
I thought you were playing racquetball with Nice Guy Guy.
Ooh, yeah, had to cancel. Nice Guy Guy rolled his mechanical ankle in the front yard here. A little bit of a sinkhole, it turns out.
Ooh.
Yeah, so we're going to have to call the property management to come and fix that. A little HOA.
Oh, I think he's stuck down there forever. Maybe I can see if I can find his memory disk and make another Android version of him.
Maybe that's what you have to do. Maybe, who knows? But I do know one thing. He is a great racquetball player regardless of what tin body he has. I'm sure you can save him, Mr. Sean. Or should I say Dad Bod? Oh my gosh. Why is everyone all in on Dad Bod? I don't...
Because you didn't complete the challenge.
Will you guys stop if I do it?
Yes.
All right, next week I'll do it again. I'll do 50 of the jumping jacks. That's what we said would make you all stop. I'll stop. I'll do 50 next week. Next week's show, I'll do 50 jumping jacks. It's a quarter. It's 25% of what we originally set out to do, but I'll do them. As long as you guys stop. Please stop. It hurts my feelings.
Okay. I'm not calling you it.
No, you're not. All of our friends are. Anyway, I'm going to go. Adios.
Well, you did promise Christopher Pickles that maybe everybody was watching you.
Yeah. I let him down. All right. I'm going to ask you this question, and then we'll head to our Patreon break. Carter, what do you think is your greatest talent?
Talent?
Yeah, you've got talents. You've got little things that you can do well, a lot of big things you can do well. What do you think is your greatest talent?
My greatest talent probably is gaming.
You think gaming's your biggest talent?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, and I guess you could say podcasting.
I think podcasting is a good talent.
The podcast is good.
Yeah, you're
good. My dad had MMA, which he had 100 episodes of.
Yep, MMA 24/7 with Will Cooling or Scott Sowitz or John Kirshner or...
And my dad.
And my dad. And your dad. Not my dad. Not my dad. Don't say anything. So you think your greatest... thing is gaming. What hidden talents do you have? What talent have you never let anyone see that you're like, you know what would be really cool if people knew I was good at? Like, you've never been able, because like kids at school don't know you have a podcast because we started doing this in the pandemic.
I guess you could say podcasting.
You think your podcast is the biggest talent?
Well, I told kindergarten, but I didn't tell in first grade.
Well, we didn't start when you're in kindergarten. We started when you were in first grade.
No.
Yeah, we started in September, right when school started.
Do do do
do do do do do do do do. All right, Carter, I'm thinking of a number between 1 and 5. Guess what it is.
What?
No, not what. You gotta guess the number between 1 and 5.
10.
Yeah, Carter. The number between 1 and 5 that I'm thinking about is the number 10.
It's too easy.
No, I said between 1 and 5. And that'll do it for this segment, guys. Here is our Patreon break. Thank you guys for listening and for all of you that have supported thus far. Your support obviously keeps us rolling along and makes it so that we can keep doing this great show. And Carter can do just what he just did. But check it out. Here on Potato
Salad Marma Blade.
Hey everyone, it's Sean here from Potato Salad Marmalade. Wanted to reach out and talk to you a little bit about something Carter and I are super stoked to be doing, and that's Patreon. We actually have a Patreon page now after the request of several of our friends. And guess what? We're putting some of the coolest, freshest, and neatest content that you'll ever see. Get behind-the-scenes content, exclusive PSM swag, be able to make fan requests, pledge general support, and even get Potato Patron shout-out. Head over to patreon.com/potato salad marmalade for more information. For as little as $5 a month, you can hook us up, help us buff out this studio with some sweet neon lights, and help Carter get his Ferrari. Again, that's patreon.com/potato salad marmalade. Hope to see you there. Thanks, guys.
And we're back. What did we learn this week, Dad?
Well, I found out that unicorn horns are not made of ice cream cones after all.
Oh, wait, really?
Yep, not at all. What do you think?
I learned that people sometimes say 3, 2, 1, poopa zero.
That's true. Other times people eat cotton candy because they think they're munching on clouds. One last one, Carter, do it.
I figured out that people like the noises of farts.
And last but not least, I know we don't say goodnight. We say ba 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 burrito.